Today we are continuing basically laying the foundation for Acts 16, and we'll see if we actually get into it. But this is the we could say the beginning of the second missionary journey. It's definitely on the first leg still, but the second missionary journey did start in Acts 15 as Paul and now Silas instead of Barnabas left Antioch and then went around instead of taking a boat like they did on the first missionary journey and going to Cyprus and coming up on the southern part of Asia Minor. They instead, Paul and Silas, walked around the northeast part of the Mediterranean Sea and came through the Syrian territories and then the Cilicia territories on their way to the congregations that they had already evangelized on the first missionary journey, being Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, and then Antioch, which he's going in reverse order of what he did on the first missionary journey. And now, what is chronicled right here at the first of Acts 16 is that Paul, I guess, reacquaints himself and is pleasantly surprised about a young man named Timothy that had become a Christian on the first missionary journey and lived in Lystra. This is the very place that Paul was stoned, and they thought they had stoned him to death, but fortunately, by the grace of God, he was not killed. He was unconscious and maybe even a coma, but he was not killed and he regained consciousness. But during that first missionary journey is when Timothy had become a Christian. Now we're several years later, and Paul is very enthused with the potential and prospect of Timothy. And he wants to take him and ends up does taking him, take him on with Paul and Silas on this second missionary journey. The only issue is he has, since his dad is a Greek, he has not been circumcised, and the Jews would reject Timothy and would not listen to any of his teaching. So the first thing that Paul does is circumcise him, and so eliminates that issue. So now he obviously was then very influential with the Jews, at least in this area, and then wherever they went, and then would be a lifelong companion of Paul. And even as Kaufman mentions in here, Paul thought so much of Timothy that two of the 27 books of the New Testament are written to him, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. And so that's the first part of this second missionary journey of this Acts 16 chronicling. Then from there, then the group of three at this point, at least three, may also be Titus, but as we discussed last week, Titus is never mentioned by Luke, and one of the reasons that he is thought to not be mentioned is because it is thought that they're possibly brothers. And Luke never mentions himself by name. He only refers to himself as a pronoun, as us and we. And other than that, you don't even hear anything about Paul, but that was the way that literature was written back then, that the author never included themselves in their own writings and or themselves or family members. And that would be the explanation of why Titus is never mentioned by Luke in the book of Acts, even though we know that there are parts that Titus is with them because in the Corinthians letters, Paul mentions that Titus is with them or was with them. And so we know that Titus was with them, at least in various parts, and very likely here, because he probably was with them on this complete second and possibly third missionary journeys, because Paul had taken Titus with him and with the group from Antioch all the way to Jerusalem for that meeting in Jerusalem. So he took him there, and why wouldn't Titus go on? And then this would also be an explanation of why then Luke joins them at Troas, which is the next point here. After the group revisit at least these four congregations here in South Galatia, at the South Galatian territory, then Paul's best thought and what his intention of what he was going to do was just go straight west to at least these seven major cities, what are known as Asia Minor, but on the west end of modern-day Turkey, the west end of Asia Minor, and these seven major areas here of a province known as Lydia, basically Lydia, is the province that these seven major cities are located at. But the Holy Spirit, God, through the Holy Spirit, sends a vision, a dream to Paul that blocks him from going here. And the vision is of a Macedonian man that says that we need help over here in Macedonia, which is in Europe, in Greece, and the northern part of Greece. And so Paul and the group, instead of going on to these seven major cities of Western Asia Minor, then they go up and go to Troas. That's where, and that'll be in verse 10, they meet Luke, and Luke doesn't mention anything about they come to his house or how they meet. We hear none of that. It's just then he puts in, then we went from Troas to Philippi. They got on a boat and went to Philippi. And so he says, we sailed. So we know that that's where Luke joined the group, was right here at Troas. That was his hometown. Then they go to Philippi, and that's where they meet this businesswoman named Lydia. Now, Lydia is, I'm confident we do not know her first name. Lydia is the province that she was from, and she was actually from the city of Thyatira here in Asia Minor, one of these seven cities that Paul was going to evangelize originally. But instead, here in Philippi, and here she is, and she is a seller of this purple dye. So she and her household, her servants, this group of women, they would extract dye from like these oyster shells or something, some kind of a ocean shell or a river shell of some sort. And from what I gathered, it's a very difficult process. And that explains why the purple dye was so expensive back in the ancient times. Here, this was the first century times. And so it was a very lucrative business. And the only people that could afford to purchase her purple dyed garments were the elite of the Roman Empire. And so since she was only dealing with the upper class, of course, then you could have a much larger profit margin. And so she was very wealthy. And my best explanation and reasoning why God blocked Paul from going on and leaving Asia Minor and going to Philippi and on to Greece is possibly because of her. Since she was in Philippi at this time. Now, I'm going to say she was probably very mobile. I had AI write me an article hear about, well, it suggested and asked me if it wanted to write me it to write an article about Lydia and Timothy, which I said yes. So it did. We've got 2 pages on those two, a page each. Now, AI had the supposition that she lived here at Philippi and she was only formerly of the province of Lydia and of the city of Thyatira. But my thought is she very likely had a house and a manufacturing plant, whatever she had, at least in both of these cities, and maybe more, because she had to be somewhere to extract this dye out of these shells, and then to dye the garments purple, and then she had to have an outlet or multiple outlets then to sell it. And so I'm going to say she and her, what's referred to as household, the women that traveled with her, that they traveled in lots of places. But regardless, since she was right here and her hometown was Thyatira, she obviously would have been going back there. And then she could have been a major icebreaker, since she was very influential and integrated into the western part of Asia Minor, as well as Greece. But since since Paul got us moved around and pushed away from going to this, very likely after Paul and the group taught her and her household, and they all became Christians, whenever it came time for their business-wise to go back to Thyatira, then she could have been major icebreakers for this area that then when Paul and his company finish up the second missionary journey, they visit Ephesus, and that's the only city that's ever mentioned that Paul evangelizes of these 7 major cities of Asia Minor. And is Ephesus. And then it, Luke just mentions that other Christians then evangelize the cities around in this area of the province of Lydia. And then the people were very receptive. And it very likely may be that Lydia had already laid the foundation, telling people about the Messiah and his kingdom. And that might be an explanation of why the God's word spread as quickly, and why the Holy Spirit moved Paul on to Philippi to for her to become a Christian and for her to be taught first, and then Paul could move on to more difficult areas, and then as she broke the ice potentially here in Asia Minor, then everyone would be more receptive. Now, these 7 cities we know about, even though Paul is never mentioned to go but only to one of them and not mention that he ever goes to the other 6, these 7 cities are well known and mentioned elsewhere, and it is by the Apostle John. The Apostle John wrote 5 books. He wrote the Gospel of John, and then 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and then the book of Revelation. And he wrote the book of Revelation to the 7 congregations in Asia Minor. So it was all of these that the Holy Spirit had Paul and company to bypass on this second missionary journey and go straight to Philippi by way of Troas and pick up Luke, and then go straight to Philippi, which was in Greece, and go straight to Europe and bypass what would later become these 7 congregations of Asia. But so they got evangelized, and the book of Revelation is written to them. And this Thyatira is also Lydia's hometown. So I'm going to say that all of this is integrated, and that she played a very important part with this whole region, at least for breaking the ice. So when Paul shows up in Ephesus, they're more receptive. And then when the Christians spread out and then evangelize the other congregations of Asia Minor, then then they are receptive. And then, but then, you know, unfortunately, all of them have issues. Some of them have worse issues than others. But and that's what the book of Revelation and Jesus has some strong teachings and corrections of on things that they needed to address in the various congregations. Any questions or comments on any of this? Yes. 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 Important and influential. And that would also be an explanation of why God had Paul bypass and go straight to her immediately. You know that there's a reason. It's never stated. The Holy Spirit doesn't say why. It just says, hey, they need help over here. And then Paul and his company, the first ones that they're able to run into is Lydia. So we can infer and maybe necessarily infer that she was the reason initially they needed to get her evangelized and taught to get with all of her tentacles and to where she can start breaking the ice. And that would be an excellent observation and thought that since she is the upper class, she could be able to break the ice with the upper class, whereas Paul could not. And so then the whole area, Paul was more of evangelizing the common people and the Jews and not the upper class. And so that's an excellent thought of very likely of what they did. And then it would be more receptive in this area for the complete area. That way, whenever Paul and other Christians show up to evangelize, then the upper class would have been more receptive. Since she had potentially broken the ice to then fully evangelize the whole area and even the wealthy. So I think that's a very good point. That was letting everyone then, plus everyone in the future, to know she was upper class. As they classified people in the Roman times with the upper class completely separated from the lower class, that would let the readers and the educated of that time know, okay, she is something way different from everyone else. So that's a very good point. And then just to finish up the second missionary journey, after Philippi, Paul leaves Luke behind. So then Luke stays here in Philippi and he keeps evangelizing them. And Paul and his group do not reunite with Luke for a number of years. And it might be like 5 years or something. We'll get to that whenever we get to it. And but it's not whenever they come back around to Philippi later on. That they, and you know what, it might even be on the third missionary journey. You know, I'm thinking that that's what it is, that it's the third missionary journey that they pick up Luke at Philippi, but it's because they don't return back to Philippi on this second missionary journey. So that has to be what it is. It's all the way to the third, and that it's a number of years, five, nearly 10 years or something, 7 years in the future is how long Luke stays here in Philippi and evangelizes this place that is soil ready to be receptive to God's kingdom. And then goes on down Thessalonica, then the big sections in Athens and Corinth. And then from there, then he goes to Ephesus and then goes back home by way of a boat and Tyre, and then goes back to Antioch and then gets ready for the third missionary journey, which was for the purpose of as he had written to these areas before to start saving up funds so he can come around and collect these funds on the third missionary journey. He did all that while he was at Ephesus. He wrote to everybody, then all the congregations that had been people at all the congregations of all over Asia Minor and Greece to start saving up funds for the poor saints in Jerusalem, because this drought was getting much more severe and multiple years into it. And so then on third missionary journey, he went and collected all those funds and to take back to the elders at Jerusalem to disperse among the poor Christians in Jerusalem. Okay, any questions or comments on any of this?